Hello, and welcome to TV Production Class. In this class, you'll learn about the process and tools necessary to produce a variety of TV programs. We will learn about safety, the production process, field production, editing, interviewing, and studio production. There are a lot of fun projects you can do provided you act in a certain way. I'm here to give you my expectations for your participation in TV class. To begin, take a look around you. What do you see? In the TV studio, you'll see a variety of cameras, headsets, cables, chairs, the green screen, and the curtains. The cameras are heavy, on wheels, and extremely expensive. The first and most important rule of the studio is absolutely no horseplay. If you are running or wrestling in the studio, trip over a cable, and knock over a camera, you will have serious problems. Most families are not covered for damages to school equipment. If property is damaged while you are behaving inappropriately, it may be your family who needs to pay for repairs, which can run in the tens of thousands of dollars. That goes for any equipment that you may use in this course. The green screen is used for special effects in the studio. If you look closely, you will see dirt and damage on the wall from previous groups of students. This will be difficult to repair and may cause problems for you when you're working in the studio. The rule is simple. Stay away from the green screen. Do not stand on it, sit on it, place chairs on it, kick it, or do anything that may damage the wall. This is an important part of the studio. Treat it gently. The curtains are also very large and heavy. They are extremely difficult to remove. For this reason, it's important to keep them clean and intact. Do not wrap yourself in them, hide behind them, or otherwise use them in a way that they were not designed for. Also, the curtains are treated to be fire resistant. If the curtains need to be cleaned, they also need to be retreated. This is very expensive to do, so stay away from the curtains. Other behaviors that can cause problems in TV class include food and beverages, perfumes, colognes, and hairspray, and other liquids. The first is a very simple rule. Do not bring food or drinks into the studio, period. Do not bring food or drinks into the studio. The reasons for this include the mess that you may leave behind, like crumbs and wrappers, or spilling a drink, causing a mess, or mashing candy into the floor. Also, you never know if someone has an allergy to something and may come in contact with it, so no food or beverages in the studio. Second, sprays of any kind are not allowed. Perfumes, hairspray, deodorant, or any spray that will disperse throughout the space. It's annoying in general to enter a room with heavy perfume or cologne lingering. And again, this can trigger an allergic reaction in others. No sprays. Now let's talk about conduct. Most of this stuff you've heard over the years, so please apply it in this class. Watch your language. You are in a TV studio and a radio facility. There are microphones all around you. You never know when a recording is happening or if a mic is live. Your language is an indicator of your character. Using foul language makes you look, well, stupid. Watch what you say. Also, to be perfectly clear, using the N-word in any form or pronunciation is absolutely forbidden. This is one of the most offensive words in the language, whether or not you believe it. And why would you even want to consider using a word that degrades an entire culture? Show some class and don't use that word. It's disgusting. As far as your individual conduct is concerned, you are old enough to know how to behave around adults. Remember, you are still children. You are in a public school. Act appropriately. That means students are not to argue with the teacher's request. For example, if I ask you to change seats because you're talking, don't argue. It won't help and it will lower your grade. No teacher wants an argument in class with a child. Don't argue. It's the teacher's class. You are expected to follow the teacher's instructions. Related to that, students are expected to do the assigned work during class time. My class is not the time to be in a group chat with your friends. It's time to do TV production work. Unless you prefer a lot of homework, do the classwork during class. Finally, you are expected to not distract others during class time. Most of the students in your class want to learn this subject. It's your choice, but if you choose not to do the work, don't ruin the class for others by being disruptive. So we'll recap this one. Follow the teacher's instructions, don't argue with the teacher, do your classwork, and don't distract others. Bathroom visits and leaving class. This is very simple. Go to the bathroom before class. Do not ask me if you can go during the first 20 minutes of class. I will say no. Go before class. If you are given a pass for the lav, you must stay on the first floor. You are not to be going to any other floors to the bathroom. There's one in the caf and one by the gym. Do not leave class without permission, ever. If you need to go somewhere, ask me. I will decide if we are at a place that you can break away from. If you want to go to another teacher's class to do work, get a pass from them before coming to my class. If you leave class without permission, you will be written up and it will affect your grade. Be on time. This is a TV class. TV runs on a very tight clock. There may be days that you need to get a lot of production finished, and if you're late, you lose time. Plus, the other members of your group may not be able to do their part. You are on a team. Everybody needs to be on time. Be in the proper clothing. You know the dress code. Follow it. Don't come to class wearing coats, sweatshirts, caps, or any other clothing that's not part of the JMA dress code. Coming to class out of uniform will also affect your grade. The last part will be the hardest part for many of you. You are in a TV production class. This means that we are here to produce content, not to sit around and consume it. Hartford Schools follows see it, hear it, take it. I don't want to see it or hear it. If I do, that's points off every time. So put the electronics away. You can't follow along in the class if you're distracted by your phone. Keep it away. It has no place in this class. You will be given a copy of the grading policy and professionalism rubric. These will determine how I grade you. We'll go over them in class. So most of what I said here is common sense. Be on time, dressed properly, and prepared to work. Go to the lav before class. Do not bring food or beverages into the studio area. Respect the studio facilities and leave the green screen and curtains alone. No horseplay. Watch your language. Don't distract others and do your work. Follow the teacher's instructions and never argue. And finally, keep your electronics away. If you follow these directions, you'll be prepared to have a great time learning TV production here at the Journalism and Media Academy Magnet School.